Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah.
It's indeed good. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. We have no God but our God. He's the only true and living God. Hallelujah. He is the maker and the creator of the heaven and the earth. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. He is the maker and the creator of the heaven and the earth. Besides him, there is none other. Can you really grab a hold of that? Besides God, there is none other. Hallelujah. And we're going to go into a scripture that tells us just that. Besides him, there is no God. Oh, I'm telling you, there's no God like our God. Our God is the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. We give honor. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do. We bless his most holy name. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. We give honor to the Most High God. Hallelujah. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. We thank our Father. Hallelujah. Besides him, there is none other. We give honor. We give honor to God. Oh, yes, we do. We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love and kindness. We thank him for his peace. Thank him for his joy in the midst of a storm. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining in this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are a remnant ministry. Hallelujah. 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 Daughters of God. It's tea time, Paige, but we're remnant ministries, daughters of God. We've been called to pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We were on our 6 a.m. watch. Hallelujah. And we decided to bring you on in on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. His word is sweet. Hallelujah. Oh, it's healing and it's powerful. Yes, it is. We thank the Lord. He's our encourager. Yes, he is our God, our encourager, our joy. I say that again. Our joy, our peace. Yes, our shalom. Hallelujah. Sabbath. Hallelujah, shalom. Our Sabbath, shalom. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Yes, he is. He's just good. He's good all the time. Hallelujah. Oh, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. We just want to share some written word. Hallelujah, this morning. Because so many times we get caught up in God give us some good stuff to say. I'm trying to tell you powerful stuff. We just need to hear the word of God. Oh, yeah, we need to read it. Yeah, we need to be reassured. Yes, sometimes we'll get our mama version of God and our daddy and our sister and our brother and our cousin and our preacher. But we need God understanding of his word. Yes. That he has allotted for man to know, we can know. Ah, we can be safe in it. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, we can be safe in it. Woo! Take refuge. Oh, glory. Take refuge in his word. I'm telling you, we can take refuge in it. Hallelujah. I thank God for those who will be listening later and those who are coming on. I thank God for, allowing me to be techie. I'm going to be techie. I don't care what. I will be. Not a shadow, without a shadow of a doubt. God is going to allow me to be. Oh my goodness. I'm going to amaze myself. I'm going to amaze people. Oh yes. Oh yes. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is a continuation. Can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank God for the anointing. Thank you, Lord, that make it easier for us to accomplish the things that he has set forth for us to do. No. Just make us more and more determined to do our master's will. We can't give up. We're children of the Most High God. We are children of the Most High God. And we need to get that in our spirit. The spirit, when God calls us to do things and call us early in the mornings, the spirit of sluggishness and sleep, just try to ride all over. We have to shake that off. Yeah, because I know we're trying to wear me down, wear me out. I have to shake it all and take your rightful place. Take your rightful place in the Lord. So there's no need for the anointing if you're not going to get up, stand up, and do something. You understand what I'm saying? You got to stand up. I mean, that sleep and aches and pains and all kind of crazy stuff be coming over. But once you stand up, prepare yourself and start walking to the place, it starts to fall off. Woo! And you feel that welcoming power. Oh my God. You feel so welcome to come into the presence of your Father. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's just amazing. I'm telling you, it is amazing how you feel so tired. And you are like, but other people in the world who have accomplished a lot, we're not taking anything from them. I mean, they're determined. They'll get up 3 o'clock in the morning and think nothing of it, run outside, and we children of God. Not me. Not even getting up. We can do great and mighty things. This is not our home. We're going to read Isaiah 43, starting at the 7th verse, just to encourage us. Just to encourage you, yes, to just stay steadfast, that you'll rest when you get home. Hallelujah. But I shouldn't say that, because God set aside a day for us to rest. Yes. Listen to what Isaiah 43:7 says. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. I don't know why I'm here for God's glory. I don't know what I'm going to do. God created you to do what? To glorify him in the earth. How? Start with your living. I wasn't called to be no preacher, you know. You know, I still have my issues that I'm dealing with. You know, we need to get rid of those issues, because I hate to say this, and I know it's real early in the morning, but we don't know when we leave it here. We don't have a clue. It would behoove us to be about our Father's business. Get on your knees and pray. And ask God, what is it? Oh, child, I'm too old. No, you're not. You have breath in you. Breath in your body. Oh, I can't do nothing. You pick up that phone and gossip. You can close, put that phone down, pray. Pick up that phone and send somebody a flower. Text it to them. A smile. A God love you. You don't know how that'll make a difference in someone's life. A post it on your Facebook or whatever social media you have. Just God loves you today. I've been called to let you know that God loves you. I don't care what's going on. He loves you. He's with you. You belong to God. If you've given your life to God, if you have given your life to Him, He said all souls are His, belong to Him. All souls are mine, says the Lord. He says that. Reminds us of that in in Romans. Knowing that you say you're the temple of God. Now, and I don't know anyone who want to go in a temple all jacked up, all messed up, and go like, I don't know what that is. So don't invite God into, I don't know what that is. Be excited. Don't want to look like the world. Don't want to act like the world. Our dress is moderation. That's the key right there. But let's be endowed with the power of God. That makes all the difference in the world. We don't have to be boisterous. Wherever we go, we can pray and ask God to prepare me, speak to me and through me for your glory today, and do it. I'm your child. I'm reflecting heaven. Someone may just need a smile. That's right. Just a smile. So we can do that. And we don't have, you know, and getting all in people's business just for the purpose of being in someone's business. Here I'm going, so much talking. Lord help me. We don't need to get in people's business. We need to help people. But their business is their business. Their business is their business. Because we each have enough business of our own. Be kind to someone. And you know, there are people who lie on people and say all manners of things about an individual. And we'll jump in, want to hear it, the negativity, and not say, well, no, I'm not supposed to listen to this. And how do you know that it's true? Well, it sounds right. I didn't like her anyway. That's what you want to be true about a child of God, a creation of God, who was made in His image and His likeness. God's desire is that no man would be lost. So why not pray for that individual? Someone could be saying the very same thing about you. And guess what? You probably say it about yourself. So let's We're made in the image of God and in his likeness. Let's demonstrate that in the earth. Let's be that. Romans 12:9 said, let love be without dissimulation. For that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honest perfection. Preferring one another. Tongue got a little twisted there. God fix it for me. Not slothful in business, fervent serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality, bless them with which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things. Consent to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. What you think about that? That's what the word of God said. I didn't say it. Overcoming evil with good. Romans the 12th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. It's about loving one another and about being kind. Not gossiping. Not being malicious. Not doing all kinds of evil to people. Because it comes back. A man soweth, that shall he also reap. That shall he also reap. Okay. First mention, in the beginning, Genesis 1 and 1, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Amen. Bless his name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Same chapter, the 26th verse. The sixth day. I say the second half of the sixth day. God, crowning glory, crown of his creation of glory. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Isn't that something? And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which he had made. It was the seventh day when he took his rest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I meant to do this first. This blessing that God wrote or had Moses to have Aaron and his sons pray over the children of Israel. Hallelujah. He placed this. So I think that we have established that he's the one that made the heaven and the earth. And he's the one that had Moses to say this blessing over his people. Listen. Now, Moses didn't come up with this. God gave it to Moses to give to his people. I mean, to have Aaron and his sons pray over his. Listen, we have a time. Numbers 6:22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, listen, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Peace, as you know it. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Isaiah 43, we're back there again, starting at the 8th verse. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! I just love it. I love it. I love it. I tell you, when I read this, it's when you're feeling like, oh, you know, you get in some of those rough places and doubt and frustration want to come. You just read this and you understand who you belong to. Oh, glory. Who you belong to. Who you belong to. Isn't this just marvelous? You belong to God, and you see that there's none. I don't care if there was some books written before the Bible was ever written. There is none. It's greater than our God. No, not one. And let me say this. We have to keep on. Faith come by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Faith come by hearing. Hearing the word of God. Faith come by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see what 44:1 says. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord that made thee, formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant. Did you hear this? Did you hear this? Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord that made thee, and form thee from the womb. God placed you in your mama's belly for a purpose, for a appointed time. Woo! Glory. And everything you needed, you have it. I have it. Do we go through some temptations of defeat? God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. That's what we should pray over our children and grandchildren, even in the womb. Prayers of protection. Scientists now know that they can hear in the womb. Oh Lord, they have to be guarded. But even those who parents don't know, didn't know, God did it because he was going to work his plan through you. I know that God's word is soothing. Yes, it is. God's word is soothing. And he cares about us. He's our hope. Yes, he is. He's our hope. And I mean, we can just go back and forth and back into the Word and just go back and forth. Some of us love the Psalms. I mean, they're just so wonderful. And I can get in Ezekiel and say, oh, no, this is my favorite right here. Oh, I love Ezekiel. I can do that with Isaiah. I just love the scriptures. It's like, I don't know, fresh, refreshing fruit, I guess you could say. It's just so rich, so ripe. So alive. And when we get into it, but it should drive us. It should drive us to do our master's will. It should drive us to be obedient to him. It should drive us that we don't want to compromise. It should drive us to seek him, to please him. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It should open our blinded eyes. Oh, hunger after him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not ancient. He's not old. You in time, he's not. Ooh, his word is rich. Hallelujah and timely. Hallelujah. Oh, you way out. I'm not God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Oh, my God. 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 Ooh, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in us. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Not for destruction of us, but just consume that which is not of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. When we read his word, build our confidence in him, our faith. Hallelujah. 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 He walking with us, talking with us. Yet he want us to walk on this earth with pure, holy authority. Leaning not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging him. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been perfected. Hallelujah. Woo. You know what to do. You're all in him. Hallelujah. He's in you. Hallelujah. No longer I. No longer I that lives. No, it's Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 His word is rich. His word is alive. Hallelujah. Oh, it's alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sent us a helper. The Holy Ghost is our helper. Hallelujah. Our comforter, our teacher, our God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Just encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Turn the television off. Don't get all you have is a phone. I understand. If you get an opportunity, buy a Bible. No, it's nothing else but a Bible. And get a study Bible. And I would ask you to look between Malachi and Matthew and see if they have in it what they call the intertestamentary. A testament. Let's say it right. And in there is such a wealth of knowledge. They call it between the testaments, a wealth of knowledge and understanding. And they have maps, and I mean, a lot of times you get a Bible and it's coming from the denominational perspective. Or none can really give you word for word interpretation. And I understand that, but you want one that pray and ask God to direct you to the right Bible. That'll do it. And if you're not sure you're hearing God's voice or you know God's voice, begin to exercise. Pray. Ask to lead you. And when you begin to experience the leadership of God, then you will start getting more and more confident in the fact that you are aware of God directing you and giving you instruction. Yes, you can miss it sometimes, but don't give up. Just keep on pushing and pressing, pushing and pressing, pushing and pressing, pushing and pressing. Pushing and pressing. And, you know, I heard walk with God. Walk with God. Again, don't try to be like the world. Don't get caught up in the hype. You know, trends change. God does not. God doesn't change. And while we love our denominations, we want God. We want what God is calling for us. So we need Him, the Almighty God, nothing short, leading and guiding us. And yes, He can speak to us through the leadership that He brings us to. But we still have to be prayerful. We still have to know the word. We still have to be taught. And we need someone who's face to face. Someone who knows your name. And if it happens where you don't have that, then there again, you have to pray and ask God to give you the right direction. His sheep know His voice. Another they won't follow. It's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. We need the Lord more now. We don't need any more confusion. We don't need any more delusions. We need the unadulterated truth of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 We're just on the Lord's side. I really am excited. I'm on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we have 6 o'clock prayer on the phone line. I need to make some adjustments with that number, and I'll post it. And then we're doing Saturday mornings. Saturday mornings is well, let me just say this. I believe in the Sabbath. I just have not been able to get a clear understanding of just how God wanted to be observed. And so I've just been doing it my own personal way. But I am now seeking to do it the way God wants the Sabbath to be observed. And those around me, I need them to know that I observe the Sabbath. And I do Sunday's church, but I believe that the Sabbath is right. And this didn't just occur. So many years ago, I was taught and I was made aware that it didn't change anything for me. But it would, every so often it would just come up. Every so often it would come. So I have a better understanding of it. That you do you. I'm on my journey with this. You're on your journey. God bless you. But read the word. Let me just give you a couple of encouraging scriptures to read. John 1:7-21. James 4:3-10. How about that? Just a couple to encourage you. Now our benediction. I am so glad I came on this morning. I'm so happy about the Saturday morning service. God bless you and thank you for tuning in. Pray that something to be said in every area is covered in the blood. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Bless the Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. He loves you. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost till we meet again. Amen.